A 42-year-old woman who stabbed a man she didn't know to death after he parked opposite her house has been jailed for 8 years. Christina Anderson stabbed Gareth Kelly 5 times as he tried to start his car in a parking space opposite her home in Kingswood in Dublin on the morning of February the 25th, 2020. Miss Justice Karen O'Connor today described the incident as a fatal and ferocious attack on a defenceless man. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now from the Central Criminal Court. Orla, remind us of the background to this case.
Well, Gareth Kelly was described as a very hard-working man, and he'd arrived home from work in the early hours of the morning of February the 25th, 2020, but he couldn't find a parking space in his own neighbouring estate. It was near the estate where Christina Anderson lived. And he parked his car then eventually in one of two spaces that belonged to the Andersons. At around 7 o'clock in the morning, he was back at his car, and when he went to start it, it wouldn't start. And he was sitting in the car trying to start it when CCTV footage showed Christina Anderson coming out of her house at around 7 o'clock in the morning. She spoke briefly to Mr. Kelly, then stabbed him, then returned again. She left, returned again and stabbed him again. He was stabbed 5 times in total. Now, the trial heard she suffered from bipolar affective disorder and her behaviour had become increasingly erratic in the months before the killing. She had this belief that there was a conspiracy against her involving neighbours, Gardaí and politicians, her family, her friends, her husband. They were all concerned. She was due to visit psychiatric services on the morning of the killing. She had pleaded not guilty to murder by reason of insanity, but after a month of the trial, the DPP accepted a plea of guilty to manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility due to a mental disorder, and the state accepted she was suffering from a psychotic episode due to her mental disorder.
Orla, tell us about what was said in the victim impact statement given by Mr. Kelly's mother, Nolene.
Well, victim impact evidence was heard last month, and Mr. Kelly's mother, Nolene, said there were no words to explain the loss and heartache she felt. She said each day brought pain and sorrow and reminders of what they had lost. His sister, Lorraine, said the facts of the trial and the CCTV footage that they had seen would be forever etched on her mind. And Mr. Kelly's partner, Maria Murphy, spoke about how he was a loving dad who was adored by his children. The court also heard at that stage a letter of apology by Christina Anderson, read by her defence counsel, Michael Higgins.
And what did Judge Karen O'Connor have to say?
Well, in mitigation, she said Christina Anderson had no previous convictions. She was a previous good character. She said her rehabilitation was ongoing. She was the mother of young children. There wasn't the factor of a failure to take medication. That didn't feature in this case. She was aware of her mental health condition and she was taking her medication. Her husband had been trying to get her help. Her psychiatric appointment had been moved forward to 9 a.m. on the morning when the killing happened. And the judge said the biggest mitigating factor was her long history of mental health issues and her serious mental disorder. Aggravating factors, she said, were that this offence would be at the top level of manslaughter offences and it would attract a life sentence if not for Christina Anderson's mental disorder. She said the effect on the family, on Gareth Kelly's family, was not possible to put into words. They had a sense of loss and heartbreak and continued to endure pain. She spoke about the level of violence inflicted on a defenceless man. She said Christina Anderson brought a weapon and used it. The judge said it was a fatal attack of a ferocious nature and she had to mark the seriousness of the attack and the damage to those left behind, but she also had to take into account the extent of Ms. Anderson's mental disorder. So she imposed a sentence of 11 years, but she suspended the last 3 years for a period of 4 years, and she said she was doing this to keep Christina Anderson on the radar for 12 years in total. And she imposed a number of conditions, including that she has to refrain from all intoxicants and she has to stay in touch with psychiatric services and inform people if she is under psychiatric stress or has any thoughts of self-harm or harming others.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.